across to the 40-yard line, maybe about the 39.
They're going to get about 7 yards on that.
Already seen a lot of mud on the uniforms here. As it was, weather was just an overcast of clouds here, and then the rain started to pick up here.
Yeah, just of course as we get ready to play football.
Live from Caseville football field. First year being utilized since when?
1991.
Shotgun position again for Aldrich. Double set wide receivers on the right. One on the left. Hands it off to number 42. Good run there. About the 35, possibly 36-yard line.
Zach Engelbrand. Is that right? Engelhart?
Yeah.
Zach Engelhart with the carry. Going to give about 4 yards on that first down carry. Makes it second and six. Clock is rolling, though. 7:47 here in the first quarter. Still 0-0. Aldrich is in a shotgun position. He does hand it off quickly right to the left side.
The guy had him stopped, and he's going to break away. He'll be going into the end zone, and touchdown, number 28, Akron Fairgirl Vikings. Drew Heiser
with looks to be about 36-yard run for touchdown.
That's at the 7:27 mark in the first quarter. Akron Fairgirl gets on the scoreboard first. It is 6-0. They're going to go for the extra point. Hear that water just fall right off.
Great.
Might have to go to the car and get a towel or something.
And a rain suit.
We thought about getting some ponchos.
I thought it would be sunny this afternoon.
Here we go for the two-point conversion. Aldrich moving to the right, finds an open hole, and he's in.
For two. Aldrich, 3 yard carry for the extra points.
8-0, 7:15 to go here. Akron Fairgirl with the lead. You're listening to AM 1340 WLEW.
On today's show, we're watching the human being in his natural habitat, the shopping mall. He appears to be at his cell phone company provider. Look at this, no customer service. He's in the wild now. And what's that? No smartphone? This is clearly not the dominant being of his pack. He's now trying to look up something. He's clearly not utilizing his resources. He is, however, an ambidextrous being, using both thumbs to text. But if he had a smartphone from Thumb Sailor, he could be doing so much more. Look at this. He doesn't even know his daughter is stranded at basketball practice. He obviously didn't get the email with the updated schedule. This being should switch to Thumb Sailor and get so much more from his phone. Texting, tweeting, Facebook, internet. This, folks, is why survival of the fittest exists. Become the dominant one. Get a smartphone from Thumb Sailor.
Welcome back to AM 1340 WLEW, 8-0 right now.
The Michigan Department of Education recognized Caseville's elementary school for beating the odds. This recognition elevates Caseville's elementary school to a reward school position for being in the top 5% of Michigan schools based on student proficiency and improvement. Student success is based on strong positive input from parents, school staff, and community. It's all part of the Caseville Advantage. A great place to live. A great place to learn. A great place to call home.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when it happens, it doesn't matter if you've saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cassidy, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cassidy. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
Welcome back to AM 1340 WLEW. A little bit of a disconnection there. And there was a fumble by Caseville. And to recover it was the Akron Fairgirl Vikings. And they just get a playoff here. Aldrich, the carry, up the middle, the QB keeper. 6:20 to go here. Akron Fairgirl leading 8-0 at the Caseville Eagles. live here on AM 1340 WLBW. Acapulco getting the fumble, and they're on offense, and there's a fumble there! But they recover it, and it's getting slippery up there, Mikey.
Very slippery.
Muddy and slippery, already at the 58-yard line here.
Through Drew Housen, that covered up his fumble. Lost and got it right back. Getting some towels out here on these footballs, keep them dry.
Is that Heiser?
Heiser.
Heiser?
Third down.
So we'll bring up a third down here, and seven, according to the announcer here. He's on his platform. Mm-hmm. Shotgun position for Aldrich, looking down the field. He's being chased down. It throws and has an open man, number 42, to the left side. Mike, he's got a stuffing for the first down, and close to it. You might have it with the catch there, number 42. Zach Englehart. He was wide open there. Kind of a little mini screen there.
Yep, picking about 7 yards on that. Gonna be a 6 yards, gonna be 1 yard shy of that first down. Fourth and one. He was wide open on that left flat. Quarterback looked back to find him back there, Ulrich.
That was close to the first down marker. We'll bring up a fourth down, and I think they're gonna do a measurement, or they're saying it is a first down. And they're even the Caseville Eagles.
It is a first down.
They're switching it now. Okay. So they give it to the Vikings. Under center now is Aldrich. I formation for eight-man football set up here.
That's power football in the eight-man league.
Yeah. We've seen the wing tee being run with Tackerville, the wing tee version of eight-man. Fumble again. Ball was slippery out there, and Aldrich able to fall on it after getting the snap. Eagles have fumbled themselves, and Acapulco's had about 20 fumbles, but they haven't lost it.
Yep, they're recovering them every time. Maybe got a half a yard on that fumble recovery.
4:50 to go here. It is 8-0. The Acapulco Vikings leading the Caseville Eagles in the first quarter. Got a light, consistent rain falling here in Caseville. Shotgun position for Aldrich. Split wide receivers, a double set on the left side. Man in motion. Aldrich with the keeper. Down to the left side. Has a few open slots, and he gets through for a good run there.
Aldrich on a straight quarterback.
To about the 35-yard line, it looks like.
I think I probably mark him right about the 33.
As he fell ahead, an extra 2 yards.
First down they call.
Another big first down. That was on what? Second.
That was on a second. And second and nine.
Back for Fairgrove. That's the Eagle 32.
So now, first down on the 33. Aldrich looks to hand off. Number 28 again. Drew Hauser. He'll pick up just a couple on that.
Simon Kennedy there with the tackle for the Caseville Eagles.
Because I should make a 2. Second down and 8 to go.
And we'll call it 8 to go for the Vikings.
And the Vikings just walk up the line, look back at their coach for some plays, and then they run out. They don't run so much out of a huddle.
No. Yeah, some of these, yeah. No huddle plays. Double set wide receiver, man in motion from the right side. Hands it out to 42 up the middle. Bowls his way to about the 25-yard line.
Englehart up the middle.
Zach Englehart, he's a big, big boy right there.
A nice fullback to have on your fantasy team in football, too.
Yes, he is.
3:15 to go here. 8-0. Acapulco Vikings, 5 yards away from the red zone.
For the Vikings.
Vikings leading the Eagles, 8-0. Is there a Viking mascot? It'll be third down in about 3 or 4 here. Man in motion. Shotgun and a football and a big stop here possibly for the Caseville Eagles and a Vikings and number 28 Vikings falls right on it
cover. Drew Housen.
Hauser or Heiser?
Heiser.
You think it's Heiser?
Hauser.
Can't read
Hauser.
The writing. Can't read the writing.
Call him Drew Hauser. Hope we get it right.
Ball placed down.
He had the hand off to him and it went right out of his hands. That ball's extremely wet. Was said 100 times already tonight.
No official timeout it looks like. We'll see what the timeout's all about. We'll play a spot right now on AM 1340 WRBW. Mikey, go ahead. Mr. Kaufman, go ahead and play the commercial.
Hey.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot